plate a potential nugget.
I want to sort of move to this notion of learning from gurus that you mentioned in Sri Lal Gudi Jayaraman. But again, coming from the world of, let's say, the corporate world or the business world, and if I think about how we have the coaching process where we help another leader achieve his or her potential. Again, you've learned under a few gurus and specifically under Sri Jayaraman. What are some of the things they do that make them great gurus? Just decode that for us.
First of all, what they do itself inspires in terms of their self-discipline, the way they look at the subject, art in this case. I remember when I came to Chennai and I started learning from my guru. He was about 59 and touching 60. And sometimes late evening after class, the household would not let me go back to where I was staying because it was too late to commute by the bus. So I would stay back. And at 4 a.m., his sadhana would wake me up. At 4 a.m. in the morning, he would start practicing his violin. And until 7 a.m., he won't come out of the room. So that relentless addiction to be perfect and to learn more and more and more. These are the things that they show you through their music and their lifestyle, their conduct. The second thing is, he had several students, but he would go to each level at a pace that was required. He would come to that level and teach you at that level and make you believe that you can do it. So give you the hope, give you the fundamental material to be able to achieve it. And I do believe he had a different material for each student, a different set of tools, which he would say, you know, this is what would work for you. This is how you have to do it, but you have to do it. He was a disciplinarian, but he was very, very, very affectionate. He was very strict, but his eyes would well up if you sing well. He was very forgiving, but he was quick to be angry if you failed in doing your duty, which was to practice. So day after day, when you see someone whose love for music, a contagious love for music, when you can see it, then you're bound to be like that.
I'm reminded of the saying that you can be a great teacher only if you can continue to be a great student. That's possibly what earns the continued respect of the coachee. What really struck me here the most was the point Jayashree makes about how, as a coach, sometimes you have to tailor the approach to each individual. You need to really know what makes an individual tick and have an approach that unlocks the potential of that particular individual. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you want to listen to the conversation offline, say during an airplane ride or during a gym session or another time, you could access it at iTunes, Google's podcast player, Stitcher, Saavn, or any of the other podcast apps that are out there.